Hello, happy site owners and webmasters. Welcome to the Bloggate Tips Tuesday podcast for June 25th, 2019, and I'm your host, Mayanna. Tips this week include webmaster training for designers is still on sale. The new extensions on the Gutenberg Ninja course are now available to all. The new discount codes for existing Bloggate clients and members are now available. A new affiliate program is coming to the Bloggate Learning Center. You better get in now for site services. My calendar is filling up for July. More info on XML sitemaps coming to the WordPress core. Why you don't want to use Google AMP to speed up your site. Why we're saying bye-bye to the preferred domain setting in Search Console. What Matt Mullenweg said in his keynote at WordCamp Europe. How Genesis 3.0 broke a few sites. 3 tips for making your site maintenance chores better and easier. Tips for using online video in business. Huge news about WP Engine's acquisition of Flywheel Hosting. And 3 ways to share links on Instagram and what I'm including on the Goot course for it. So let's dive in. I hope you'll join me for tonight's live stream at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on the Bloggate Facebook page. It's open Q&A time for what caught your attention this week or what you'd like to discuss about your site success. And I usually always have breaking news for the day, too, so do come join us live for the party in Bloggate Happenings. I've had one main focus this week, and it definitely was not by choice. You may recall that I switched my member sites from Wishlist Member to MemberPress. In doing so, it goofed up my grandfathered status with my payment gateway and threw it unexpectedly into a different configuration on their side. Plus, there were issues with some of the setup on the member side that contributed to not being able to process purchases for the courses that have subscriptions. Now, I had several very unproductive sessions with MemberPress support, plus a couple of long sessions with PayPal support. But through a lot of methodical testing, I finally found the right combo of settings over the weekend, and everything is working now. Woo! On Monday, I spent several hours figuring out how to do coupons on the subscription courses the way I wanted to, and the way they said could not be done without hiring a specialized developer to code it. And I'll tell you what, if MemberPress support wants to know what the fix is for both, they can pay for all the hours I spent doing the actual testing that they never once offered to do. They just kept throwing wild guesses at it, and I do mean wild, instead of ever offering to actually log in and check anything, much less test it. To say I'm horribly disappointed with my support experience would be an understatement. Now, thanks to the webmasters who patiently waited while I got the purchase stuff fixed. You know, the big sale is still on through the end of the month for webmaster training for designers, so don't miss it. This is the best site tech training for designers anywhere, and it pays for itself most of the time in just one job. You'll learn all about speed and security and so much more, and it includes our private Facebook group to get the support you need, too. And woohoo, I'm thrilled to share that you can now stay in the Gutenberg Ninja course for as long as you like. When your current 2-month access expires, you'll get a super deep discount on another 2 months. And you can do that for as long as you need. I've already sent out emails to folks in the course, both on Teachable and the Bloggate Learning Center, with instructions. And being able to easily offer this as a flat fee and not a subscription is one big reason I wanted to come off Teachable and switch to MemberPress. Everybody will have different needs and will want to control their budget in accordance with how long they feel they need access to the training. So I'm thrilled to be able to make it available to everyone in a way that's affordable and lets them self-customize to suit their needs and doesn't involve manual labor on my part. And hey, if you're already in one of my courses, or if you're a Site Audit Plus client, you're going to get a special perk. I've created all new coupons for all courses, and you'll see them in your member areas. And a special note to Site Audit Plus clients, look in your BB Hub member area for the deepest discounts instead of the member area of any course you may also be in. And woohoo! Now that the purchase stuff is fixed, I started setting up the affiliate program for the Blogaid Learning Center courses. Affiliate Royale is a plugin that natively integrates with MemberPress, and it also did not work as expected, and the documentation is poor. But it works better than Affiliate WP and doesn't require a ton of add-ons just to get basic functions for both the affiliates and me as the admin. So this weekend, I adjusted the application and sign-up process to suit how it actually works. And everyone who has taken the Gutenberg Ninja or DIY SEO course is eligible to apply to become an affiliate. I've got a link for you to the qualifications so you can be sure to read those above the application form and see if we're a good fit. And if you know folks who run blogger groups and or do affiliate marketing for great training resources, be sure to tell them about my courses. They will need time to take the course before applying to affiliate it. So the sooner they get in, the faster they can offer it to their peeps. And thank you so much to Paula, Diane, Chaz, Dana, and Penny for your kind words on the Gutenberg Ninja course. I love seeing your happy faces as testimonials to how much you enjoyed the course. I especially enjoyed seeing your comments about how fun and easy Gutenberg was for you and how much the course helped you get over the dread of switching to it. And if you're ready to make the switch, come on and join us. Oh, and hey, if you're thinking about getting a new site audit or checkup or migrating to a new host or a new secure site set up or revamping your online business or site, now is the time to schedule it. My site services calendar is filling up into July. Now, please know that it can only take just so much work at a time, and it's first come, first served. I can't hold inactive projects in my queue, but you're welcome to let me know that you have a project planned for the summer, and I'll keep it in mind for letting folks know what my upcoming schedule looks like. All right, y'all, that's all the news from around here. Let's jump into this week's tips. In SEO tips, last week I reported on the new project proposal between WordPress devs, Google, and Yoast for bringing XML sitemaps to the WordPress core. And then I wrote a longer post about it last week as I'm excited about what this means for our SEO, including what will be in the sitemap and what won't. So do jump over to the link I've got for you in the show notes and give it a read. Oh, and hey, don't do this. Just don't. Don't use Google AMP to speed up your site. Your revenue is going to tank lower than whale poop. I want you to go read my post that I published yesterday about this. You know, everybody thinks AMP is a great way to speed up your site. Yeah, but be sure you know how they do that and all the money you'll lose. And make sure all of your blogger buddies know about it too. And we're saying bye-bye to the preferred domain setting. Google Search Console has recently dumped the preferred domain setting that allowed you to select whether to use the www or non-version in SERPs, regardless of your canonical setting. Now, this is part of the changeover to doing things the new way in the new Search Console interface. In the article, they say they will just pick up the best source they find. I honestly think they've been doing that for a few years anyway, as so few folks ever bothered with this setting. Out of the list of ways Googlebots can learn what your preferred canonical is, I think your best bet is via your XML sitemap. Now, I already have tutorials in the DIY SEO course for how to submit your sitemap and for how to put a path to it in your robots.txt file too. And I'll put an update in the tutorial for setting your preferred domain soon too, or not to do that. Now, SEO stuff is always changing. That's why so many folks stay in the DIY SEO course year after year. That, and the half-price discount on renewals, too. So it's a cheap course to keep you on top of your game, not to mention all the extra news you get in our private Facebook group every time something pops up that you need to know about. In WordPress tips, Matt Mullenweg addressed WordCamp Europe recently, and Matt generally reserves any big WordPress announcements for WordCamp US near the end of the year in his State of Word keynote speech. And his address at WordCamp Europe is usually a progress report of what was unveiled in the State of Word. But this year, his progress report actually contained a lot of progress, especially around how Gutenberg has taken off, and now the devs are deeply into working on phase two of Gut. Now, phase one brought us the Gut text editor. Phase two is squarely focused on rebuilding widgets as blocks. It's also looking hard at what it will take to make Gut a full theme builder. If you're a designer, you need to wake up right now and pay attention to just how incredibly fast the Gutenberg bullet train is moving down the track. I've been advising my webmasters to get on board for a year. For site owners, I ran a fast challenge in December, just prior to WordPress 5.0 rolling out, so we could clone our sites and do the 5.0 upgrade to see what it would do to our sites. Nobody really knew. Plus, we got to play with Gut on those clones. And at the time, I advised everybody to hold off switching to Gut, as it was just not ready. Okay, now fast forward a mere 6 months, and I launched my Gutenberg Ninja course, and I'm advising folks that now we need to start the process of switching. Gutenberg development is moving that fast. My crystal ball tells me that in less than 2 years, most theme builders will not be around anymore, and any that are will have significantly changed to rely on what Gutenberg can do natively. So if you're a designer, you most definitely want to start planning for this radical change to your business now. Learn how to use Gutenberg. Take my course. It's fast and easy. Learn how to style for blocks. And learn how to style so that the blocks look the same in the editor as they do on the site. And learn how to build custom blocks. There are already block builders available to help you. Right now, everyone is learning, and tutorials are freely available. At some point, folks are going to start making courses that you have to pay for, and all that free info will either be outdated or just not as easy to find. Now, I don't teach design in the Webmaster course, but we do talk about it in our Facebook group, especially places to find the design info you need. You know, my goal with the Webmaster training is to help you make more money. Right now, that also means finding ways to stay in business in face of the massive changes coming to themes. Just go read Matt's address and you'll see how rapidly we're moving in that direction. In theme tips, the Genesis 3.0 update rolled out last week, and besides a lot of core code updates, they also removed some older templates. Well, looks like that broke some themes. Uh-oh. It gave one of my webmasters a WSOD, or white screen of death. And interestingly enough, that WSOD did not trigger a fatal error from the new site health check in WordPress that's supposed to give you an easy way to still access the site and roll back the update. So maybe it doesn't trigger on theme issues yet. You know, I spoke with a webmaster this weekend who just took on a new client that had a site which had not been updated in over a year. Now, fortunately, only one plugin broke during the updates, and it did trigger that site health check fatal warning mechanism, and she was able to carry on. You know, while the site health check thing is cool, I wouldn't trust it 100%. Go read my post on how to use the WP Rollback plugin to revert a plugin update to its previous version, and I give you the steps I take during updates to ensure you can always access the site even if you get the dreaded white screen of death. And of course, if worst comes to worst, you may need to restore your site from a backup. And are you 100% sure that your backup solution is getting everything? Go see my backup checklist and see if you have all your needs covered. You know, the last thing you want to do is discover you're missing something when you're already under duress with your site being down. And you can find these posts on my helpful post page. Have you seen that page lately? I modified it a little this past week and added some new posts. It's a great resource for checking best stuff plugins as well as helpful tips like how to roll back plugins and that backup checklist. It even has a whole series on how to speed up your site. So do go check it out. In video tips, visibility expert Denise Waitman recently did a quick interview with Lou Bortone for his Women Who Rock series about using video in your business, specifically live video. The interview is only about 9 minutes, and she has a transcript below for scanning too. So be sure to look below that transcript for a gaggle of great video resources and tools too. In hosting tips, and what will be the biggest acquisition in WordPress ecosystem history? WP Engine is poised to purchase the Flywheel hosting and management company soon. You know, as recently as 2018, Flywheel was recognized by Inc. magazine as one of the fastest growing companies in the United States. And Flywheel boasts serving 28,000 clients and 3 data centers in the U.S., Europe, and Australia. And their 200 global employees will be absorbed into WP Engine. And here are the staggering numbers WP Engine will now boast. And I'm quoting, WP Engine will now power more than 120,000 brands and agencies in 150 countries served by nearly 900 employees across 7 offices globally, end quote. Now, you may recall me reporting last year that WP Engine purchased both StudioPress, the makers of the Genesis framework and child themes, as well as Array Themes, who are the makers of Atomic Blocks. And they have combined the efforts from both teams to unleash a bullet train of development that is radically outpacing WordPress's own development of Gutenberg. Now, while WP Engine says it will be business as usual during this acquisition, it's not hard to see the track they're on. They are strategically positioning themselves as a go-to resource for WordPress site management of all sizes, but mainly the big dogs, as that is who Flywheel now caters to. And the article gives a hint about their plans to keep pumping money into the development of WordPress. You know, I'll be keeping an eye on this for us, and I'll have reports for you as more details come out. But right now, it's reminding me a lot of China. They're conquering the world without ever firing a single shot. They're just strategically buying up what they need to accomplish that goal. And we are going to be the beneficiaries of that commitment from WP Engine to development, just as we're already getting the benefits with Gutenberg advancement. So this is pretty exciting, and we'll see what they do next. In Gutenberg tips, I've been having the best time on Instagram this year with my woodworking related stuff, and I've had a lot more success and engagement there than with the Heartwood Art Facebook page. But one of the huge drawbacks of Instagram is the inability to share a clickable link on each post. You know, Social Media Examiner has a post on 8 ways to share links on Instagram. And one that has always been popular right from the start was to put a link in your bio. And a lot of folks use the Linktree service for that, so visitors can see more than one reference post. But I see a clear opportunity here for Gutenberg special blocks. Now, I've already got tutorials in the course for these special blocks, as well as how to create landing pages and such. And this Instagram post inspired me To create a new tutorial specifically for creating a page to send your Instagram followers to. You know, that's really what the Gutenberg Ninja course is all about. Real world applications. Now, everybody who's taken the course is so excited about the new things they can easily do now. No designer or plugin required. And things like this Instagram landing page is just one super example of that. I'll let you know when the tutorial goes live, and I'll have a post out about it too with examples. So if you've taken the course, you'll easily recognize which blocks were used in the public post, where I'll show you examples, and you'll already know how to create them. So don't worry about new things coming out, you needing a tutorial to figure out how to do it. And that 2-month access on the course will be fine for most folks. But now you can stay in longer if you like, because new things will always be coming out for Goot for the next several years. And I'll be reporting on them so you can easily keep up once you have that solid foundation from the course. All right, y'all, that's a wrap for this week's Tips Tuesday. Give me some love. Share this post with all your blogger buddies to support the free and helpful info you get on Blogaid and to help your buddies. And be sure to visit blogaid.net for more tips and resources. And I'll see you online.